This morning, hallelujah. This morning, kingdom kids and faith walkers. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe I'm going to share something with you. Then I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. Hallelujah. So all of you brought a special offering, right?
Amen.
Good. See, I was instructed to do something, and I'm going to do it. So let's look at this particular scripture, Luke 10. I'm going to talk to you a few minutes. So good to see you, Miss Davis. So good to see you. Amen. Amen. Miss got Mrs. Davis in the house. Amen. Isn't that awesome? Let's celebrate her. Hallelujah. Celebrate Mrs. Davis. She's a mother to me. Hallelujah. I think I'm one of her oldest sons. Hallelujah. I said I'm one of her oldest sons. I thought so. Yeah, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to share something with you. Then I'm going to minister. If you give me Luke chapter 10. Luke 10. Give me Luke 10, 19. We're going to look at this. 10, 19. Luke 10. Verse 19. Give me this in the New King James. If you can. And it reads as following. Behold, I give unto you authority. What did he say he gave? I give unto you authority to what? To tread or trample on serpents, scorpions. What do you consider a serpent? What is a serpent to you? Is he the friend? He's your bosom buddy? How would you classify him? What about a scorpion? You put him in your bed with you and say, pet him. You wouldn't do that. So we know this is dealing with evil spirits. So Jesus used some things that we didn't like in the natural. And that's a snake and scorpions. And notice, I want you to notice, because I'm going to take time to point it out. Behold, I give unto you authority to trample on serpents, plural, scorpion, plural, and over how much?
All
the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by what?
Any
means hurt you. Now, we have talked about Dad Hagin wrote The Believer's Authority, and also Jerry Seville wrote The Believer's Authority. And listen to this statement. I'm going to quote some of him, and then I'm going to bring some of Jerry Seville. And I'm talking now. Listen to this. There is nothing on Listen, all young people, so y'all can hear, because this is for everybody to understand. I'm going to make it simple. So you won't walk out and say, I don't understand what he's saying. You understand what authority is, don't you? How many of y'all understand what authority is? What the word authority mean? That means you in charge. What you say, go. Do you understand that? You ever been in a classroom before, young people? Who's in charge? Who said what and what, and who should obey what was said? The teacher gave the order, and the student had to do what? Follow instruction, right? Do y'all understand that? So we can understand this. Behold, I give unto you, didn't say I'm going to, I give unto you authority to do what? Tread, trample on serpents and scorpions, over all, not some, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. What does Satan come to do? What did Jesus say he came to do? He came and he delivered us from this present evil world. Is that right? Satan is in this world by Adam disobedient, treason, didn't obey God, did what God told him not to do. Hello? And that's how he got here, through Satan, through Adam disobedient. But Jesus came and did what? Took the authority from him. So he's in this world. Y'all hearing me? He is in this world, but he's not in charge of your life. I'll say it again over here on this side. He's in this world,